today I had to take a break from my workday in the middle of the day to take my dog Cody to the veterinarian ophthalmologist because Cody has a scratch on his cornea. And the regular vet was like, we can only charge you several hundred dollars an appointment. You need to find somebody who can charge you even more hundreds of dollars for an appointment. That's not exactly how they said it, but that was my interpretation. But anyway, I had to take a break and do that, which was tricky because I had a race. I had a race through a meeting I had in the morning that was for an hour and then race back for a 2-hour meeting. That would be right after that appointment. And it all worked out, especially because they delayed the first meeting until tomorrow. And then they shortened the second meeting by an hour, starting it later, eliminating basically all of my stress related to the meeting. So I felt like I had very good karma today. And actually, the eye doctor appointment was less expensive than I thought it might be. And honestly, less gross than I thought it might be. Anyway, let's do a show.
Your Daily Lex.
Okay. So picking up that story where I left off, took Cody to this specialty vet. I like to be places early, as I've discussed. So I had left 40 minutes to go to a place that was 28 minutes away. It was my first time there. I didn't know what paper we're going to have to do. I didn't know what the parking would look like. About 3 or 4 minutes from my house, I come to a complete stop because police are working on a thing. Grounds crews or I don't know, people cutting back trees are working on a thing and the police are blocking others from doing it. I don't know why I'm having hard. You get what's happening. The police were blocking traffic so that tree stuff could happen. And they were letting just one lane go of this 2-lane road, you know, so they're just letting the opposite direction come while we waited and waited and waited. And the line of cars behind me was hilariously long. We had been waiting for easily 8 minutes, then 9 minutes, then 10 minutes. And I'm seeing like, hey, I'm not going to be early for this appointment anymore. And eventually they start to let us go. And then they let a few cars ahead of me go, and then they stop me so that one of the police cars can pull up into the lane. Fine. So now the police car goes. He gets to another police car and stops so that he and that police car can talk. And it takes them about 90 seconds of talking to each other, and they're clearly just socializing. They're not talking work. They're laughing and having a good time. And they realize, oh, geez, look at that giant line of cars behind you, police officer. Why don't we move and continue our conversation so that that giant line of cars we've stopped now in both directions can go. I did manage to get there on time. There was an electric vehicle charging spot, although it was taken, so I didn't use it, went in for the appointment. And I don't know, Cody is always terrified at every vet, and he knew this one was a vet right away, despite having never been there before. And he was terrified out of his mind, but he did fine. And they were so kind to him. And, you know, I think many vets are very sweet, and this was no exception. And it got interesting because, you know, first he's with the techs and they're talking to me about like, we're putting in this drop to do this. And they're like, oh, you don't want to look while we're doing this. I'm like, no, eyes gross me out. Like my wife deals with eyes in our family for kids and pets. And I deal with all the other gross stuff because that doesn't bother me as much. Then the vet comes in and she's going to do her exam. She's like, well, they've already warned me that you find eye stuff gross, but let me explain to you what's happening. And she took out a whiteboard that had an eye on it. And she really gave me a real lesson in eye anatomy, at least canine eye anatomy, and explained to me in exquisite detail what was going on. I learned terms I didn't know. It's really called an ulcer in this case, as opposed to a scratch, and what was going wrong. And then I knew about the actual thing they were going to do, which luckily they let me leave the room for because I did not want to watch while they were doing the diamond burr debridement. Basically his skin to heal his scratched cornea, his ulcer, it was growing in wrong. So they had to take off the skin that he regrew there so that it could try to grow again. Yeah, I didn't watch. But anyway, Cody DeGray got home and he has to wear a cone of shame so that he doesn't scratch that eye, which he probably wouldn't do, but they're like, even one tiny touch of his eye could infect him since, you know, he walks on the ground in his paws. And I thought the appointment would be thousands of dollars and it was only $530. So that's a win. Anyway, I hope you are doing great. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday. I'm going to share track 7 from my album, Sentiment That's Almost True. You've heard this one on the show before. It's a remastered version of the song. It's my Christmas song from the Christmas season this past year. And here is track 7, Tension, Headache, Christmas. Bye.
Well, the holidays are coming again. You know just what that means. Friends and family and fancy meals and maybe nativity scenes. The tree is up and the snow is down and we got to deck each hall. But all I want for Christmas is ibuprofen and Tylenol. 'Cause it's a tension headache Christmas. That's just how it goes. The carolers are a little loud and my head hurts when it snows. It's a tension headache Christmas. But I'm still glad you're here. 'Cause even with my headache, I'm still full of Christmas cheer. We'll meet under the mistletoe. A glass of eggnog would be fine. On second thought, put that milk away and pour me a glass of wine. The stockings are hung and the cookies are out. The North Pole, Santa's departing. But it only feels like Christmas now, since I feel my migraine starting. 'Cause it's a tension headache Christmas. That's just how it goes. The carolers are a little loud and my head hurts when it snows. It's a tension headache Christmas. But I'm still glad you're here. 'Cause even with my headache, I'm still full of Christmas cheer. The sleigh bells ring, there's jingling. I feel each bell inside my head. But even though my head hurts so, it's only 'cause of Santa that I'm seeing red. 'Cause it's a tension headache Christmas. That's just how it goes. The carolers are a little loud and my head hurts when it snows. It's a tension headache Christmas. But I'm still glad you're here. 'Cause even with my headache, I'm still full of Christmas cheer. Yes, even with my headache, I'm still full of Christmas cheer.
Lex.